once again, we have the same teaching, huh? The life of the church and the life is the life of Christ in the church, the risen Christ. That's always our first reading through Acts all the way through. And then teaching on the sacraments, because that's the way the Lord is present and acts among us. And so as you know, and you just heard, we're now beginning, we have the first words of the Eucharistic discourse in the very last lines of this gospel. The crowd, you know, he's not there, well, let's go find him. And Jesus challenges them. He says, you're not even coming to see wonders. You're coming to get fed, food, you know, physical food. And so he says to them, you see, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, which is pretty superficial already, but I mean, at least they're looking for signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Now he said to work for it, right? Now he says, which the Son of Man will give you. So he's setting up this understanding. Because on him, the Father, God, has set his seal. So they said to him, you see, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? And Jesus answered, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Now, who does that work of God? God. This is the work that God will do in you. He will move you to believe in me, to feed on me, and to begin already eternal life. And so that becomes the theme, you see. Faith is the work of God. That's why throughout this discourse, nobody comes to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. It's a work of God. Faith is a work of God. We just can't decide to believe. God has to move us. The Father has to move us. And he does. That's why we're here this morning. And so faith is a yielding to the action of the Father within us. And that's our food. That's what we live by. And so the reading ends setting this theme, and now we'll have the whole discourse about how does the Father do this, you see. Well, the first part of the discourse is all about wisdom as food. Now, we know that the wisdom of God is food, but it's also food for our bodies. It's the body and blood of Jesus. That's wisdom. That's the wisdom of God. Right now, in heaven, the angels, millions of them, are enthralled with the beauty, the power, the goodness, the love of the eternal Son of God, still there, bearing the moon, the marks of the wounds that he had when he was on earth. And he's the food of angels. And he's the food for us. But he wanted to make sure that we understood that his action has a physical dimension, you see. So they want to know, see the crowd, what should we do? You know, we'd like that, you see. Work for the food that, and they say, well, what should we do then to accomplish the works of God? We don't accomplish the works of God. You notice already it's in the plural. And he said, the work of God. We do not accomplish the work of God. We let God work that in us. That is faith. And that is feeding on the Word of God. So the whole first part of the discourse, is which we're going to be reading now, from, it's so beautiful. For days we're going to hear this discourse. There's 72 verses. The first part is all about Jesus as wisdom. But the wisdom that he gives us, we can take into our bodies and feed on Jesus, who is the wisdom of God. And then we get to the second part. There's a clear break at verse 52. And now this wisdom, you see, this Jesus, from now on, he's talking from that point on about access to wisdom. Yes, it's belief, it's faith. But it's more than that. It's taking into our bodies the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, transformed now, divinized, made accessible to the whole world. And that's this incredible gift to God's people, this chapter 6. To understand the intensity of their love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Their love for us. But here's Jesus now beginning and to discuss this with them. And so, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? Zip. Nothing. We don't accomplish them. We yield to them. And that's why living a life of faith is so hard for us, because little by little, we have to stop being the center of control. I will now believe. Oh, good. But if you looked deeper, you're not doing it. The Father is. This is the work of God that you believe. And that's this whole discourse. One of my old professors wrote an absolutely gorgeous article, on maybe two articles, I forgot now, on faith as the work of the Father. But you see, the Father, this work, remember, this is divine, eternal, infinite energy that comes into our poor little bodies, our poor little minds, to yield so that even in this life, we are living by the divine life. And that touches us, comes into our very bodies in the Eucharist. And that's why the commentators are all, this is all about wisdom. And a little bit maybe about the Eucharist. No, it's all about the Eucharist. And maybe a little bit about the wisdom. No, it's all about the Eucharist and it's all about wisdom. And that's the wonderful thing, huh? That we feed on the wisdom of God. And that will nourish us into eternal life if we yield to that work of God, which is that we believe and that we be fed by Jesus' Son. The Lord knew that we'd have a hard time catching on, but he's merciful. You know, our whole contribution is to yield to that work of God. So today, when you receive the body and blood of the Lord, yield. You just receive divine energy. One Eucharist, one reception of the Eucharist can make us a saint. But it doesn't, because we're so mixed up and so distracted and so... And God knows that. So he comes every day. Now that's love. And so the Lord didn't want us, what can I say, not to understand. And so the Holy Spirit inspired this chapter on Jesus, the physical wisdom of God.